Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and let's start with the news just this afternoon that President Barack Obama is rejecting energy company TransCanada's proposal to build the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Though the decision is seven tumultuous years in the making for Obama, he says it's time for the country to move on.
While our politics have been consumed by a debate over whether or not this pipeline would create jobs and lower gas prices, we've gone ahead and created jobs and lower gas prices.
Well, Bill McKibben is founder of the anti-carbon campaign group 350.org and author of several books on climate change, including The End of Nature. And he's been a key opponent of Keystone XL. He joins us now from Colchester, Vermont. Welcome back to the show, Bill.
Hey, always good to be with you.
So first of all, what's your reaction to the president's decision today?
I confess, mildly stunned. I'm thinking back to the beginnings of this fight years and years ago when 1,200 people went to jail in Washington. At the time, everybody who knew anything told us that we had no chance. The conventional wisdom was that this was a done deal. But because people stood up in record numbers and made this the environmental battle of recent decades, that done deal came spectacularly undone, and with it, the first major defeat on an infrastructure project that the oil industry, I think, has ever suffered on this continent.
Yeah, it's really interesting because TransCanada has released a statement from its president and CEO pointing to the fact that the State Department's own review, quote, presented compelling evidence that clearly should have satisfied the president's stated test that Keystone XL would not significantly exacerbate greenhouse gas emissions. I mean, that State Department review is true. It existed. It's what it says. So what do you think really pushed the president to make this decision now, years later?
Well, I think endless reams of new data that made it clear what a disaster it was. Every climate scientist that I know of has told the president not to do this. And Jim Hansen at NASA, our greatest climatologist, said that if we pumped all the oil out of the tar sands in Canada, it would be, as he put it, game over for the climate. And that's one of the things that launched this campaign, which at this point not only has, you know, taken on Keystone, but it's spread like wildfire. One industry exec said earlier this year, there's been a kind of Keystoneization of projects all over the country. Look at the Spectra pipeline there in Massachusetts, where people, you know, getting arrested to fight it. That sort of thing is happening all over the country and really all over the world now.
Well, Bill McKibben, let me ask you, I'm wondering also about sort of the economic reality of this moment, because natural gas prices are still low, prices at the pump are low, we still have lots of fracking. I mean, there isn't sort of an energy shock or scare going on. I mean, did that provide the president some kind of cover here to make this decision as well?
You know, we've been managing to fend off this project when oil was $140 a barrel and when it's $40 a barrel. I think that the cover he got is the cover that Mother Nature is providing. This is the hottest year in history, breaking the record that we set last year. That's what people are beginning to respond to, the understanding that we're in a crisis. And, you know, think of the first rule about holes. When you're in one, stop digging, in this case, literally.
Well, finally, Bill McKibben, I'm curious because the president's announcement today comes just ahead of a major UN summit on climate change in Paris scheduled for next month. Are we getting a glimpse of sort of the posture that the United States might bring to the table there with this announcement?
The president goes with more credibility than he would have had yesterday had he gone. He's the first world leader to say no to a big fossil fuel project, and that's a big deal. This doesn't This doesn't come close to winning the climate fight, but it is a sign that finally the fossil fuel industry is on the defensive, just as yesterday's news that the New York Attorney General had subpoenaed Exxon and was going after them for their climate denial is a sign that power is finally beginning to shift.
It's interesting news on a day where here in Boston it's 70 degrees outside. Bill McKibben, founder of the anti-carbon campaign group 350.org and author of many books on climate change, including The End of Nature, speaking to us about President Obama's decision today to reject Keystone XL. Thanks so much for joining us, Bill.
Thank you very much.